We've talked about it before.
What?
What dudes who aren't funny have to do to get pussy. Mm. How if you're super fucking serious,
just got
dude.
My haircut in that place today.
Yeah, you're dealing with them?
It's the fucking ultimate. There's a place called I'm Sergio in Contra
Hocken. First of all, what a fucking...
I know.
The guy's definitely named Sergio, too.
It's definitely a fucking huge douche named Sergio.
Silk shirt, no doubt.
I think I saw him today. Did you? I was off to a pretty rough start, dude. Every time I go in there, I always think it's a good idea to go in there, and it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
It's like, so this whole barbershop is dedicated to the fact that it's hot chicks.
Dude.
So it's like a salon for men, and it's all hot chicks. And so today I walked in, and they give you like beer and stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, do you want anything to drink? And I was like, no, I'm okay, but I do have to use the bathroom. So I just walked in, and I opened the door, and one of the girls was in there. I like hit her with the door.
Bonus?
She didn't say anything. I just hit her with the door. I didn't see anything. She was like, I don't know what the fuck she was up to. She was standing away from the toilet, but like still hunched over. I think it might have been some sort of feminine product.
Pregnancy test, maybe.
I have no idea what was going on. No, she wasn't by the toilet.
You pee on the floor.
No, I don't think she was peeing on the floor.
They probably just pee on the stick right
anyway,
on the floor.
Anyway, so I'm off to a hot start. I'm in there in my fucking gym shorts, sneakers.
You sexually assaulted a woman.
Got
go
a
ahead.
Sick mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The listeners don't know about how nice my mustache is right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about this mustache. There's a big buzz going around. Anyway. So I go in there. Hit her with the door. But it was. Then I sat there and listened to this guy. And somehow I always get the ugly, ugly of the group.
Yeah.
There's always just one incredible lady.
Yeah. You get the one lame.
I get the fucking...
You get the lame.
Wounded duck.
Yeah.
The girl I was with today had a fucking knee brace on.
So they just let her out of the fucking quarantine zone, dude. They just let her out.
But I had to listen to this.
She had a knee brace?
She had a fucking knee brace. I was like, what happened to your knee? She's like, I don't know. I went to the doctor. They said it was just not good anymore. I was like, oh, man.
Her boyfriend probably kicked her in the leg.
So...
It's just not good anymore.
Yeah, I was like, she was like, there's no injury to it. It just stopped working. I was like, damn.
I'm just slowly dying.
But, no, I feel bad because if she listens to this, I called her out. She's not ugly at all. She's a very nice,
she's
sweet
hot
girl.
As fuck.
She was hot. Yeah.
Anyone who works there is hot as fuck.
Yeah, you have
there's
to be hot to work
some
there.
In there that are just like.
There's some that are out of this world.
There's some that you have to avert your eyes. They're so hot. You're just
oh
like,
my
oh,
God.
Fuck.
Remember that girl walked up to us?
Yeah, dude.
Matt came in to watch me get a haircut the one time, and...
we're eating next door. I wasn't just spectating his haircut.
And this girl walked up to us with, like, a shirt that had, like, the middle of her tits revealed.
It's like shit Rihanna would wear.
Yeah.
Normal people should never
wear
this
She walked
clothes.
Up to us and was like, Shane? Like, to tell me my seat was ready or whatever, and we both were like, okay.
I put a magazine in front of my face. Dude, I was like, oh, God.
So fucking weird to see.
She's too hot.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
It's like, what are you doing here?
That's like...
Get out of here.
That's just like, just fucked up girls get that. Some girls that are that hot, it's like, it's just trouble. Unless you literally have I wouldn't feel comfortable dating her unless I had $1 billion. I wouldn't. I'd be like, no way. There's no way that chick's
I'll
not.
I'll tell you who is confident. Yeah. Every single other guy that walks
who
in
drinks
there.
Drinks one
bunch
Amstel
of fucking
Light.
Dairy Queens from the main board, dude. That's exactly who he is.
I know.
He's the type of guy who would go get his hair cut and be like, they're like, hey, do you want anything to drink? And be like, yeah, can I get a PBR, please? It's like, dude, it's fucking noon on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
No one wants a fucking PBR.
If you're in the haircutter,
you're
like,
just
you want
a
beer,
cunt.
You'd be like, dude, just cut my fucking hair, all right?
Get a water or nothing.
It's
if
so
you go
weird.
To a fucking hair place, unless you're already drunk, which no one ever is, really.
Yeah.
Don't get a fucking drink. It's weird.
It's such that I've heard people say that too. They've talked about haircutting, like, you know, barbershops or whatever, and like, yeah, but dude, you can like sit down, and they have a keg, and they'll pour you a beer, and I'm like, that sounds horrible.
Also, you can't fucking drink it because they're cutting your hair.
Yes, and then
you can't move your head,
and you get it, and you fucking if you like, they were doing solo cups. It's like you get your hair all in your beer,
hairs in there, but also you have to stop this fucking girl to be like, hold on, can I get a sip of my fucking now warm.
Yeah,
fucking
all of
PBR.
All of her slut germs are flying
all
into your
fucking
beer.
Fucking slut cooties are floating around. Her stinky knee brace is floating around. But the guys that come in there, like, dude, I just sit there, and if I'm not making a motion on my face at all, like if I'm just pure flat face, I have one of the dumbest, ugliest fucking faces on earth, dude. I just sat there and like looked at myself in the mirror like,
I do hate doing that, man.
Fuck, dude. I got so ugly and old so quick.
I've always hated that since I was little. When you have to sit there, or they're like, how do you look? And they put the mirror in your face, and you're like, just please remove that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to see myself, dude. I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah, dude, literally.
I'm a man.
Yeah, fucking send me on my way.
She's like, what do you want to do with the sides? Or like the side, dude, if you ask me what to do with the sideburns, I'm like, don't fucking ask. Just do whatever.
I've never felt comfortable when they're like, well,
cut my fucking
how's
hair.
This? Even if I hate it, I go, good.
Oh, for sure.
Good.
I've walked out of there like, fuck, dude, that lady fucked my shit up. Yeah, because I don't give a... I'll go to fucking, like, Good Clips or whatever at, like, Walmart. I'll be at Walmart buying bucks. Shit and just be like, oh, fuck, I got to cut my hair. Go in there, some fucking morons in there. It's like, you want a mohawk? It's like, fuck, it was a moron, dude. God damn it.
I actually coined a term the other day when I was at Helium and they're watching Catfish and they're trying to, like... They were saying that thing where, like,
they were watching
that girl,
Catfish when I was there.
Yeah, that same thing. Did you see that woman?
No.
They're like, I think Sydney was saying that she was hot. Two other people were saying no. And they wanted my opinion. And as soon as she came out, I was just like, dude, she has Walmart head. So when chicks have that big fucking head with huge cheeks, it's just like,
yeah.
It's Walmart head, dude. That's just for fucking scanning. That's for scanning the discounts, dude. Size like a panda. Just big fat jowls and just like.
Yeah, they're built perfectly for fucking scanning the aisles. Finding coupons.
It's a big Walmart head, dude. You can see like your bad kids out of your peripheral and fucking.
Oh my God, dude.
You're just smacking and chopping.
And she got catfished?
I think
she got catfished by a fucking Sam's Club, dude.
I think the Walmart... I don't know who was catfish. I think the Walmart head was the catfish.
She was catfish... Like,
she was catfishing.
So she was faking to be hot.
Yeah, she was pretending she didn't have a big fucking head.
She had to hide her fucking Walmart head.
Yeah, she had a fucking big inflated head. She like she sucked on an air compressor. Like,
oh, my God. But back to the fucking douches getting their hair cut.
Yes.
The level of confidence these guys fucking have, I can't imagine it. They're morons.
Yeah, they are.
It's a moron lady talking to a fucking moron. Well, they might not be morons. It's tough to tell because...
They're not quite morons, but
they're... Well, no, they might not be because they might just be like, yeah, whatever. Like, whatever the guy says, she's trying to get a fucking tip. So she's going to be like, oh, my God, cool.
But they're like...
And the whole point, it's like...
feeling it.
That place is like Hooters for getting your hair cut.
Yeah.
It's like, you could go somewhere else with food.
That's to leave with like a semi and a haircut. It's like, you leave like with a one beer Amstel Buzz.
Dude, I walk
and a
out
semi.
Of there the same way I walk out of a strip club. Like the level of awkwardness of like, fuck, dude, I'm fucking weird, dude. I'm not interested in you at all. I want to make that clear to this lady. Like, I swear to God, I'm here for a haircut. She's like, where do you live? I'm like, West Philly. It's like an hour away. Like, this is the only haircut I know. But
God damn, man.
These guys, like their level of fucking... What they're saying to these women.
I've heard it.
It's fucking insane.
And it's crazy.
That's I don't know. There's a lot of those douches out there that are just...
Well, they talk like... They'll come out and be like... The one guy, remember he was talking about being like... Right now, I don't know if you know, but flights to Iceland are absolutely cheap.
Oh, yeah, that was
cheap.
Great.
It's beautiful. You gotta go. Have you been? And it's like, dude...
Yeah, it's like you're talking to a girl who was born in fucking Manioc.
Yeah.
She has not been to Iceland.
No, and
she's been to Wildwood.
It's basically what it is guys going to get their haircuts and pretending they're on The Bachelor. That's how they talk. They're like, family is very important to me. I know. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Get your fucking crew cut and get the fuck out of here. Yeah, family. Number one, family.
I love to travel.
Also, God. I love God.
Yeah.
Big into God now.
I just have the guy said travel bug.
He did say I got the travel bug.
You got bit by the travel bug. It's like,
Iceland. He's like, no, this is what happened. He was like, flights to Iceland are about $300 right now. And the girl's a fucking airhead. She's like, oh my God. And he's like, no, that's cheap. She's like, oh. It's like, dude, she hasn't left the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
Other than to go to a fucking Phillies game.
Yeah, that's literally, that's the big outing.
She went to South Philly once.
She's just like, oh my God. And like the conversation stops and she just grabs his hand and puts it on her tip for a second.
Yeah,
and takes
he's
it
like,
off.
Oh, never mind. I love you.
Oh, great. Watching those guys try to impress those women cutting
their
hair.
They come in, they talk about sometimes work. They all apparently all of them are CEOs.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fucking Gary Vaynerchuk.
They're
dude.
Bubbling, dude.
Every
ready.
Single one of them comes in, it's like, pretty much I quit what I did, now I do what I love. And like, dude, I just had to fucking support my dreams. Even though that's exactly what we're doing. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but it's like...
Yeah, but if I have a kid right now, I'm out.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm in too deep now, dude.
That's the worst. That's something that's definitely, I think, plaguing
our generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unrealistic dreams.
Yes.
It's like, dude.
Here's a hot take. Here's a hot racist take, dude. I'm about to drop a racist take.
Well, let's have it.
It is butt-fucking the black community. Wow. Butt-fucking the black community.
Now you just gotta say it.
The level of fucking, like, everybody needs to be an artist or a fucking dancer or a producer or a fucking... Dude, it is fucking insane. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, motherfucker.
Those dudes will have full-time jobs and do that on the side. From
regardless,
what I've
regardless,
seen.
Regardless. It's that, like, dude, that's every black show, community. Every black show I go to,
yeah.
There's three fucking producers.
Yeah.
There's a fucking DJ. There's eight photographers.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, can somebody be in the audience? Can somebody hear fucking... Work?
True. That's still, that also though affects white hipsters the same exact way. Every fucking person I talk to like that's like, well, I'm actually blah, 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 blah. And yeah, I do music.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, New York especially.
That's
oh
New
my
York.
God, that's what New
I
York
cruise
is.
Those dating apps and it would just be like a girl with Actress. Fucking black hair, dyed hair, and be like, I'm a comedian. Yeah. And I was just like,
it's like, well, first off, what? There's five funny female comics.